Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out to the suicide jockeys out there and all the truck drivers, the men and the women getting the job done across America. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And take advantage of the things that we have over there. Well, joining us right now from the great state of California, should I say state of confusion, California, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Yes, there they are. They're waiting. Bated breath. They've been there for 30 seconds, and now they're going to go back inside because it's last call for the drinks at the bar over there at the hotel.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God could because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want to emphasize before we get started here, this program is all about America. It's all about we the people. We the people. There's no I, me, or my in what we do. It's about we the people. Now, speaking of we the people, Kyle, this week the CDC finally said that vaccinated people no longer had to wear masks indoors or outdoors. It's about time, right?
Exactly.
But no such luck for our long-suffering school children, because the CDC has told the schools to keep the kids in masks for the rest of this school year. Worse, it said this guidance could inform school planning for the next year to continue doing the same thing. Now, this is nuts, Kyle. It's just plain nuts.
Well, yeah, it unfortunately, as soon as we all think that we're starting to really come out of this thing, there are going to be these vestiges that they're going to hold on to for some reason. And are they really following any kind of science at this point, especially if we have a larger percentage every day getting vaccinated? Don't we get to that point where there is COVID somewhere out there, but we're at a herd immunity?
Yeah, now think about this for a second. Every adult who works in schools has already had a chance first to be vaccinated because they were put at the head of the line. And according to the CDC itself, young children are at a higher risk of severe illness from the flu than from COVID-19. And when I was at my specialist yesterday, my doctor, we were talking about that. We were talking about how the flu is pretty much non-existent this year.
Well, that's exactly right. And so you're right. But when the kids do get the flu, unfortunately, there could be a much larger reaction to this now because their immune systems are down.
Well, there will be because of the fact that too many little ones have already spent way too much time living their lives in masks for the last year, unable to breathe normally and fully interact with their peers. And they shouldn't be paying the price for the adults' unreasonable fears. And that's what's going on here.
Well, exactly right. You know, we have some data on children with COVID and so forth, but generally speaking, because, you know, they have not really been affected by this, is it really safe to say that you have to keep the little ones in masks all the time?
Well, that's true. And for those who want their children to wear masks, they may have to keep having them do so soon, especially in the schools. But for the rest of us, it's time for the kids to be able to smile in public again and take the masks off. Now, with that in mind, I'm going to play a report that came from our buddy Greg Clunkston, our correspondent up in D.C., talking about the COVID-19 cases. Listen to this. This is really real.
He says the nation continues to move in the right direction.
Cases have continued to decrease and have not been this low since spring of last year.
During the same briefing, White House advisor Andy Slavitt revealed that one of his sons was diagnosed with the virus late last year and still suffers from lingering side effects.
6 months later, he still suffers from tachycardia, shortness of breath, and ongoing and frequent flu-like symptoms.
He appealed to younger Americans to roll up their sleeves and get their shots. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, the gist of that was the fact that the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. had fallen to their lowest level since last spring. So why all the panic all of a sudden?
That's a very, very good question. Well, of course, all this is wrapped up. We're getting to the end of the school year here, but next year, and of course, we've heard now that we should open up all the schools, but this is going to be a politically a major hill to get over as opposed to simply a quote-unquote scientific one.
Yeah, and again, folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We start out the show with him six nights a week, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, Kyle. And I got some really good emails I'm going to be talking about later in the show that pertain to you yesterday.
Oh, well, thanks. No, it's an honor to be here. I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah, now we're coming up on a break here. Here comes the music in my ear, so you hang on. And, folks, when we come back, Joe Biden is in big trouble. The sky is falling on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, too, for that matter, because she's in on this. This is not pretty, and I'll tell you what I mean when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll be right back to him in a minute, but I got to tell you right now, this part of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I got an email from somebody yesterday that says, how come you talk about Relief Factor so much? Well, because it works, and it works for me. And I'm trying to help people out because I've run into a lot of people that have rheumatism, arthritis, bursitis. Maybe they've got war injuries. They're walking around limping. They got pain they haven't been able to get rid of. And when they take the Relief Factor, they have either some or total relief from the problem they've had. That's why I'm talking about it. It's worked for me. It's worked for tens of thousands of other people. Now, it's part of an integrated health plan that gives my body the help that it needs to reduce the inflammation. As you all know, I've had problems with my left foot and ankle and leg because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center, and it flares up every now and then. It's taken 3 weeks to get it back down to its normal size and get rid of the pain that's there. Thank you for the extra doses that I was getting of Relief Factor. Plus, they gave me a couple of shots to speed it up, too. But the fact of the matter is, it's 100% drug-free. It comes with the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. They will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it also supports a healthy response and the healing process to get you back on your feet sooner rather than later and give you the comfort that you wanted to have back. Comes in convenient individual packets. It only costs $19.95 for a three-week quick start supply. That's what they call it. The three-week quick start supply is $19.95. Gets it all going. And to do that, you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All the information you need to know about it is there, including a little video if you want to watch that. It'll tell you all about the product and how it's made, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run the place. So, $19.95, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden is in big trouble right now. A couple of polls that are out there has shown his favorability has suddenly dropped down dramatically into the low 40s from the just above 50 where it was for a while, and then 49% where it was for a while. Now it's down in one poll to 43%. It's down to 45% in another poll, and one poll even has him at 41%. Now, the reason for that is probably because of the gas crunch going on right now, the high prices and inflation that people are seeing, and the never-ending war in the Middle East, that everything was peaceful under Donald Trump, correct?
That's right.
And they were making great headway, correct?
That's right.
Signed some deals with, I believe it was four different Arab countries, right?
That's right. First time in 25 years.
And all of that is fixing to go down the toilet because of Joe Biden either intentionally or just not having a grip on reality in the Middle East. Now, 37% of the respondents in a recent poll said that they would absolutely, positively vote for him. Absolutely. Again, in 2024. But a larger percentage said they wouldn't, which spells big trouble for him and Kamala. And the new poll, potentially worrisome, it would be to me if I was thinking about it, for a president grappling with all these multiple crises. What do you think?
Well, yes, there are multiple crises that are happening right now. Certainly the border issue is directly resulted from the Biden administration reversing the Trump-era policies. Of course, because they're called Trump-era policies, that's one of the reasons why they reversed them. But at the same time, you've got, as you said, the gas crunch. That in and of itself is bad, and how it occurred was bad, but also the reaction, sort of a lukewarm reaction, I think, that we had from the White House, because it's bound up with their own political agenda of getting rid of fossil fuels, that kind of thing. And so it was a terrible, terrible sort of intersection for that. Then the Middle East, Captain, almost takes the cake, because what we're seeing happening right now is just absolutely abominable. And because of this administration's predilection, evidently, to want to cozy up to Iran and get back into the ridiculous Iran nuclear deal, I think it's costing lives over there right now, and stability for sure.
Well, it certainly has got the Hamas and the Hezbollah and the Islamic jihadists firing missiles at Israel almost at will. You know, it got quiet for a little while yesterday, and I was watching an announcer give a report from Israel, and then all of a sudden here come the sirens and here come the missiles again.
Well, that's right. Now, the way to get to this, and we keep hearing about a ceasefire. Well, obviously, we should work towards peace. We should work toward the cessation of hostilities. But Hamas is the one firing the rockets, and of course they are supported by regimes like Iran, for example. They continue to fire these rockets. What is Israel to do? Just let the rockets come in and land and do nothing about where they know they're being fired from or where who they know is controlling them? That just is beyond the pale, I think.
Well, between Syria, between Lebanon, between Iraq, between the Gaza Strip, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of these Katyusha rockets and some of the smaller missiles there, too, in the arsenal of these terrorist organizations. And they're not going to run out of missiles anytime soon. So consequently, Israel is trying to get to the source of where all of this is going on every time. And by the way, they got boots on the ground as we speak in Gaza watching what's happening. Every time a volley goes up and they know where it comes from, if they can identify the property and it's coming from a rooftop or a yard or whatnot of a house, they go in there, they give them 45 minutes to move all their stuff out, and after that, they just blow the house up and let it sink in a pile.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, again, if it were not for the Iron Dome missile defense system, we would be seeing a much different series of events unfolding. But because the Iron Dome is there and is catching a massive percentage, a very, very large percentage of these missiles, it makes it easier, unfortunately, and this is ironic, but it's weirder to say this, but that makes it easier for the press and the international community to spin it as if Israel is the aggressor here.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics from California. Now, Joe Biden and Ms. Tlaib, the Palestinian Arab congresswoman from Michigan, were on the tarmac in Detroit yesterday, and the cameras caught what appeared to be, looked like to me anyway, a heated confrontation that went on for about 8 minutes between Biden and Tlaib. What say you? What did you see?
Well, that's right. I mean, obviously, things were not too hunky-dory at that time. Later on, of course, he sort of lavishly praised her, but I think that was perhaps some fence-mending, but also
Placated her.
Exactly, to placate her. He was really spreading it pretty thick. But ultimately, of course, you have the Democrats that are split. These far-left Democrats, especially Tlaib, AOC, Omar, they seem to just want to rally against Israel. Anything that comes out of the Biden administration, or other Democrats, by the way, who say, look, Israel has to defend itself, et cetera, they just seem to want to be on the side of Hamas. And again, Hamas can turn this off anytime it wants.
Right.
It should not. And Hamas is, I can't imagine that they're not being condemned by the international community by putting women and children in harm's way the way that they're doing.
Right. Well, there was a report of $475 million worth of precision-guided munitions that Israel had bought that was going to be shipped yesterday to Israel, and that's what Tlaib and AOC were griping about.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, but they definitely, it's like their ideology is the only thing that's informing them about these events. They can't see past it. To them, Israel is just bad. Israel is racist. Take your pick. But at the same time, though, Captain, they're also simply trying to buttress their own position here in the United States, raise their own cachet by capitalizing on this conflict.
All right, here comes the music. Hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. We are going to come right back, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number again here. Kathy, take it away and do your thing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. And ahead of a vote on legislation to set up a 9/11-style congressional committee to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, some Republican leaders are questioning the need for it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that his members are still undecided.
I think I'm safe in characterizing our conference as willing to listen to the arguments about whether such a commission is needed.
McConnell added that he questioned whether a commission would get in the way of ongoing criminal investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Ron Edwards. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, somebody asked me yesterday also about Geico Insurance and said, are they as good as you say they are? Well, yes, they are, or I wouldn't be talking about them. And I've had some great experience in the 18 or so years that I've been with them. Now, they are saving people money and have been for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including myself. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can help you to find the coverage for just about everything you own. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, they'll cover that. They'll cover a motorcycle. They'll cover an ATV. They'll cover an RV. They'll cover a boat. And, oh, by the way, they also can write you homeowners, renters insurance, and condo insurance. So, all of the above, when you bond them together, put them together, and you bundle them in what they call a bundle package, you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Find out who your local agent is, or you can get it done right there on the website online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the ads that we were talking about are ads being directed against the woke companies that have come out, Coca-Cola, American Airlines, Delta, and others, but those are the big ones that come to mind right away. And they're actually digs into why they did what they did. To describe it in another way, I guess you could do that.
Well, right. Yeah, basically, I think they're coming out because these companies have adopted some of these woke positions or pushed for these kinds of things. And I think what's happened is that it's really rubbed consumers the wrong way. And so to now point out what some of these companies have done seems to be, you know, turnabout is fair play on that.
Well, I was in the soda aisle yesterday in a Publix market near me. And they had Coke on one side of the aisle and Pepsi on the other. And what do you think I saw?
I probably saw a lot of Coke products and less Pepsi products as people had bought them. Yeah.
Some of the Pepsi products were gone, empty. And there was a delivery guy there that was fixing to bring the Pepsi in to load it up on the shelf. And the Coke products were still full and it looked like they hadn't been touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed the same kind of thing at the supermarket that I frequently go to, and it's just anecdotal, but yeah, it does seem like if you're going to go buy a Pepsi product or Pepsi proper, you know, basically there's going to be a lot less if they have it, but it's not stocked up the way that the Coke products seem to be.
Now, the bridge across the Mississippi River, the I-40 bridge from Memphis to Arkansas, the motorist that spotted the big crack from the ground, eyeball level, looking up at the bridge and seeing this big crack and calling state police and telling what they saw and warning them, they saved probably a disaster of immense proportions, because it looks like as if, from what we can tell now, it was going to be a potentially catastrophic crack that would have dropped a section of the bridge into the river with vehicles on it. And the inspector who missed this potentially catastrophic crack on the I-40 Mississippi River Bridge may face criminal charges.
Well, that's very true, and certainly they will audit these recent inspections and the methodology, the reports. They'll scrutinize these kinds of things, and, you know, if it's something completely obvious, that's going to call into question, you know, how did this bridge get passed for, you know, for continued traffic with missing this big glaring problem. In fact, I think even back in the 2019, Captain, there's a picture that surfaced from someone who just happened to be taking a picture of the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And you could see what appeared to be at least the beginnings of one particular large crack in one of those supporting beams.
Right. Well, when they've inspected the bridges, whether it's been down here in Florida, where I've been able to see what they do, any equipment they use, or whether or not it's been up in upstate New York or even around New York City when I was there, they always made sure that they took pictures and they had cameras and lights and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And we've had bridges go down, for example, down here in Florida, to recent memory. We've had a couple of bridges because of gasoline tankers that got into accidents and exploded and actually took sections of the bridge out on I-75. One of them was at 301 and I-75, and they had to divert people off that bridge for about 2 months. But they were able to get it fixed very quickly because they worked day and night, day and night, day and night to get it done. And we're being told that this bridge here probably is going to be a couple of months. Is that right?
Well, that's right. At least 8 weeks or so in order to get to the idea of a possible temporary fix to let it have traffic. But I fear, Captain, that as they continue to scrutinize the rest of the bridge, obviously fine-tooth comb, that they may find that it may be overwhelming. So I think we got to stay tuned to see just whether or not they're going to get to that temporary fix, anticipating a long-term fix, or can they even get to it at this point?
Yeah, and then I also remember many years ago, a bridge on the New York State Thruway, somewhere west of Schenectady, between Utica and Schenectady, that fell into the river there, and a bunch of people got killed there. A Schneider driver actually when the bridge went down, he and his rig went into the river, and they found his body months later, way down river somewhere. But anyway, it was a very, very bad thing. Okay, well, the Biden White House came out yesterday and said, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Trump didn't do anything constructive to end the Middle East conflict. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess maybe we file that under the file of that's just something they say, or don't be surprised when they say that, because they're only doing that, Captain. Again, for some reason, they continue to have to base everything on the Trump administration, when in reality, the Trump administration, as we talked about earlier, the first time in the quarter century have we seen these kinds of agreements happening in the Middle East. And those agreements, I think in many ways, were predicated upon, number one, the great work that we saw from the Trump administration, including Kushner, basically. And then also you had this threat called Iran that many of these Arab states also have a vested interest in curtailing and containing, as it were. And so that's exactly what the Trump administration was doing. The Biden administration, along with the thinking of John Kerry, boy, they want just the opposite, it seems.
Yeah, that's very true. And, of course, let's see, we have a comment here from James in Clearwater. He's saying, don't forget the school nurses, for those that are open, are seeing an increase in strep throat in students because of extended mask wearing. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I'll just take his word for it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, because again, our bodies are not designed to have a big face covering all the time.
No.
You know, if you're a surgeon, you wear your mask in the operating room, and we all understand how that works, but in day-to-day life, and certainly if you're out running around a playground playing, you're not supposed to be breathing back from your mask all the time.
No, and it makes sense that there'd be problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you're breathing the same old air back there. It's not getting a chance to, do what you need to do, and good, clean, fresh air when you're out in it does wonders for the body.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And certainly, now that we know so much more about COVID, in those environments, it seems to be pretty low risk if you're outside and didn't have a mask on.
Yeah. And I even know somebody that's got the breathing problems now because of the fact they've been wearing a mask for going on about a year, and suddenly it's just presenting a big-time problem for them.
Yes, exactly. And that's why, again, these blanket things that the CDC had put out, or the government or state governments or local governments, so much of it done out of fear and not really out of a legitimate, comprehensive understanding of what science actually teaches us. And that's unfortunate because all the politics were there.
Now, I got a question here from Susie, and Susie is in Orlando, and she wants to know what's going on with Governor Newsom in California with a recall.
Well, the recall is proceeding. It will be on the ballot in November or thereabouts. You have several people who have thrown their hat in the ring, including businessman John Cox, who had lost before. He's running a series of commercials in which he uses an actual live and very famous, I don't know the name of the bear, but he's a big famous Kodiak bear, and boy, he's making the big splash in these campaign commercials.
Is it Charlie?
I don't know for sure, to be honest. But
I thought I heard the name Charlie thrown around yesterday.
Yeah, well, it might be.
Okay.
But, yeah, but it's going gangbusters out here.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Winter is back out west in the mountains, and we'll tell you where it's at. Don't go nowhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate her very much. She and her husband, Don, that own and operate the Double D Ranch up there. That's a stable where they stable horses, and they also teach you how to ride and the equestrian and the western riding there, too. So check them out if you're in the Carrollton area. And don't forget, they're up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, we're going to have one of your own on the show here, hour number four. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is going to be on. We're going to be talking about Israel. He has firsthand knowledge and experience having served in Israel with the IDF, with the U.S. Army. A number of years ago, so he's going to tell us about his experiences. But we are going to tell you about the song that's coming up. I'm going to tell you, I went and did some digging for this one. It's an oldie but goodie, but here we go. Flying J and Truck Stops of America. Yeah, listen to me. The Flying J and the Pilot Travel Centers bring you this, the biggest truck stop chain in America.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat
Petty and the Heartbreakers and Oliver Goody running down a dream. Kyle, when was that around?
I think it came out in 1989.
Okay, that would make that would make sense. What I'm looking at here, the way the band is dressed and all that stuff. Okay.
Yep.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather, folks. I'm going to read a statement, then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. We do have snow out there out in the west. You folks up in Reno, listen up, because this applies to you. A widespread and significant flood risk will continue across the south-central U.S. from the repeated rounds of intense rain and strong to severe thunderstorms with a few spotty tornadoes. Flash flood watches are in effect for a large part of the Arklatex. Today's concern also extends from Louisiana and extreme upper Texas Gulf Coast into the northeastern Texas and southeastern Oklahoma area before shifting to all of the eastern Texas area on Wednesday. Now, one of the things that we have to look at tonight is we do have some snow in the higher elevations, and Kyle, you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start up north in Washington and Montana, work our way down. We have a freeze warning in effect, and this is along I-90, of course, if you're heading on the Spokane area there in eastern Washington. This extends all the way to the Canadian border and over into Montana as well. And so as we go into Montana, and we're in the area, for example, Missoula, also Helena, Great Falls, Butte, you've got a winter weather advisory there. It looks like you could get some wet snow on the roads and so forth, so be careful if you're traveling through that area. That, of course, along looks like through I-90, also down towards I-15 and so forth near Helena. You want to be careful. Also, winter storm warning a little north of there up through Glacier National Park. We're also going to have some larger snow accumulations. Lake wind advisory in eastern Montana tonight. Down in Utah, things are going to change a little bit. We've got a high wind watch if you're coming up Interstate 15 there. That's going to extend into fire weather warnings all the way down to St. George, into Arizona. We've also got wind all over the map tonight, including fire weather watches around Flagstaff, dipping down, it looks like, as far almost north of Phoenix there, but also encompassing Kingman over to Las Vegas and Nevada. You've also got high wind watches there as well. Wind advisories out in Mojave Desert in Southern California. Looks like the winds could be kicking up at last. Last we saw, Captain, they weren't kicking up too much in Southern California. So that's a good some good news. But we do have another high wind warning that's just south of Bakersfield tonight. If you're heading up California 99, you want to be careful there.
Okay, before I get down into the rain in the south from Texas all the way to Mississippi, and looks like it's coming east right now, headed towards Mobile, Alabama, there is one area, again, in Illinois, which is over in the western part, pretty much around Springfield and a little bit north of Springfield, where you have a lot of small stream flooding through there. There has been a lot of rain up in that area, too, so be advised of that. Now, here we go. We're going to start with Arkansas, central Arkansas. If you're coming up I-30 out of the Metroplex in Dallas, you're going to be in rain all the way to Little Rock, all the way. There are some areas where they've got flood warnings, maybe some water over the side roads as you get off the interstate on the ramp and whatnot to go wherever you need to go. And maybe even a truck stop or two might have some water in the parking lot that you might have to wade through. But it's really, really bad from Little Rock I-30 over towards Texarkana with some of the little areas off Interstate 30. Now, moving over into Oklahoma, the southern part of Oklahoma from I-35 all the way over to Arkansas is raining very heavily right now. Flood watches, flood warnings in that area of Oklahoma too. Following I-35 down into Dallas, taking I-35 further south down into Austin, and then following it even further south down towards Laredo, you're going to have rain all the way there with flooding all the way there. Flood watches, flood warnings in all those different areas down through there. Now, over on I-20, if you're coming east out of Dallas, you're going to have rain all the way over halfway across on I-20 in Louisiana tonight. That apparently is moving to the east, so it will be headed over towards Mississippi soon. It is raining in southern Mississippi along I-10, but that rain has not found its way up to I-20 yet. And also, very severe flooding around Longview, Texas, and over towards the central part of, the central part of Louisiana. Lake Charles, you've got a flood advisory there. We've had people in boats, Kyle, that have been being pulled back and forth in and out of their homes because of all the water there. Over there around New Orleans, in particular, in the low-lying areas over there, they've got a lot of flooding going on there right now. And Houston area, Beaumont area, flooding there. Moving over to Galveston, flooding there. And all the way down to the Mexican border in Brownsville and up to Harlingen, you've got rain and you've got and/or flood warnings and some flooding going on in different areas through there. This is a really serious night to be watching. If you're driving around and you see water, remember, turn around, don't drown.
Exactly right, because, Captain, as you often say, only 6 inches of water can pick up and even move a fire truck.
Yep, it did ours.
Yep.
Six inches of water. We watched the fire truck start to move, and thank God we got into it and got the damn thing out of the way before it went downstream. But it is what it is. Very dangerous. Water's very strong. Got a lot of pressure in there, as you might well imagine, with when you got swift-moving streams and creeks out there that become raging rivers with a bunch of rain. And by the way, in the Gulf tonight, south of New Orleans, you've got a lot of rain and some storms out there that are looking for a home right now. And that's also the case between Houston and Galveston offshore in the Gulf there. So be advised, there may be more severe weather coming your way. Kyle, hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull in there. Tell them you were listening to Captain's America. Talk about them. You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.